Hello and welcome to another Positive Profile interview. I'm Carolyn Rathbun, the Joyful Scribe. I'm so glad you're with me today because I'm talking to a woman who is one of my favorite people in the whole world, and you're going to be thrilled you tuned in for this interview. I have known this person for 2.5 years, and I can't begin to tell you what a difference I've seen in my business and in my life, simply because I trusted my intuition to work with her. My guest today is Therese Kelly. I'm going to read you her bio, but it's not going to speak to the work that she does, so wait until you hear her stories. Therese is known as the business healer. Therese blends her psychotherapy background and business strategy expertise to zero in on and clear money, mindset, and marketing blocks. Therese is recognized for her mama bear loving and kick butt style. She helps heart-centered, service-based entrepreneurs make more money by being fully expressed in a business they love. As a result, her clients grow businesses that truly reflect who they are rather than the prepackaged version. I'm so happy Therese is with me today. Welcome, Therese.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Yeah, and I'm honored to be here. And, you know, here, can I just give you credit because I did a call. You live in way far away Canada, and I'm in hot Arizona, right? And so I did a call. So I always love backstory, right? That's part of me is I love the backstory. How do those people know each other? What did she mean? She touched us. I was just going to tell them that story. So I did a call, and I was selling a retreat in a place called Sedona, Arizona. Now, I had never met Carolyn. We had never even had a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I did my webinar, what we call a preview call, and I offered this retreat. And all of a sudden, I get this registration from Canada. I'm like, holy crap, who is this woman? I don't even know her. And she's going to fly all the way across the country to go on a retreat. And so you entrusted your life and your business to me, and oh my gosh, what you've been able to do with that has been insane. But that's our backstory. That's how we connected, because you said yes to an opportunity.
Absolutely, and it's because you told the story of you and your business on that webinar that I had with you.
Huh.
And I thought it triggered my intuition. I thought, this is the person I need to have in my life, and I have not for 1 second regretted that decision.
Yeah. Yay!
So let's get into the interview. Therese, I just want to start off. As you know, I'm all about connecting people with their stories and stories behind their product and services, and that's how we fully understand you and your work, and that's, like we just said, through your webinar, your story was what connected me to you. And it's why we should care and want to do business with people. So on the surface, someone coming to you onto your website or hearing about you, they might think, okay, she's a business coach. So there's lots of business coaches out there. Mm-hmm. So what I want people to hear are your stories, because that way they can understand your unique gifts and offerings. So can we begin with your journey story?
I love that. Yeah. And you know, the journey never ends. So I kind of have a new part. What would the bet be called? The epilogue, like the after the journey story. So we're going to go there too. So, okay, journey story number one. So I think my bio referenced that I was a psychotherapist. And I did that for about 25 years. I had a master's degree. And I was super happy. Like, I never thought I would ever leave therapy. I loved it. I love therapy. I love connection and diving in with people. Talk about stories, right? And so as my kids were getting a little tiny older, so my youngest kid was 2, I think I went to a psychic or something, and she's like, you know, you're not going to be doing therapy. And I was like, oh, what? I couldn't imagine anything else. I'd gone to school for this. I had my own private practice. And she's like, nope, you're going to be doing something else, and you're going to be doing a lot of healing and teaching. And I'm like, what? And so she kept telling me this, like, for 3 years. She kept telling me this, kept telling me this. And then finally, I saw this thing for life coaching. I was like, okay, John's 2. I can leave now. I can take, you know, a week and go away. And so I went away to California and studied a coach for life. I did my life coach training. And that was part of the journey. And it was the start of asking different questions. It was the start of not focusing on brokenness, but focusing on possibility. And it, you know, when I think of it, I don't think going from a therapist to a life coach is a huge leap, right? Because it's kind of the same. You're still relating to people. You're still connecting. So all the skills that are pretty applicable just transferred over. But then, so I'm you know, life coach, therapist, have my little practice. And one day I went to a networking meeting, the only networking meeting. Let's just say this. You have to know this. I had never gone to a networking meeting by that point. I had a master's degree in counseling, but I had a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. So my experience was I worked in a treatment center, drug treatment center. I worked in a psych hospital, and I worked in a prison. Fun facts about me, right? So that's my background. Never worked in corporate world. I never did anything with business. I chose some kind of weird route. And so I see an ad after going to this networking thing. They send me a thing, and they say business coaches want it. Now, I told you my background. Carolyn, I was on paper, if you were to vet a candidate, nobody would have said, oh, you got to pick that chick that's been a prison guard and worked with drug addicts. Oh, she'd be perfect for business, right? Nobody would ever say that. And so here's, you know, I started by telling, like, you followed your intuition. Well, I followed my intuition. But back then, I didn't even know what it was. This is about 2004, probably, or yeah, probably 2004. And I saw an ad that said business coaches wanted. Now, here's where the story gets interesting. I didn't listen to the crazy voices in my head that were saying, what? Like, you? Who the heck are you? Like, what? It was the first time, literally the first time I remember ever, there was an energy that made me say, it wasn't me. I call it my soul. I'm pretty sure that my soul was like, sister, you're going over here now. So just say yes to that thing. So I say yes, I fill out the application, and within a day I'm a business coach. And it was like, holy crap. Oh my good God. You know, you've heard of this expression, the fraud factor? I'm sitting going, what do I do now? Like, I got nothing. I literally had never read a business book. Somebody would say P&L. I'd be like, I don't even know what that is. I'd be like, oh, it's not it, you know? So I was with a coaching company, and I learned. I had great mentors. I had wonderful, wonderful, wonderful training. And then I just started growing. You know, I learned how to sell. I learned how to market. I learned everything along the way. So I was getting really good at the technical, like that I can show you how to grow your business. What I realized along the way, Carolyn, that was so important is that I wasn't owning my value because, remember I told you, I was a therapist and a prison guard. And so because of that, I had a chip on my shoulder. Of course, I didn't know it at that time, right? But I was having a very hard time selling. I was having a very hard time asking appropriate rates. And so along the way, part of the journey, part of the story is I had to face the things in me. That's why I developed this whole inner game work that I do, because I was like, why can't I grow my business? Like, I'm a freaking business coach. I know marketing. What is happening? And it wasn't the tactical. It wasn't the strategy. It was like, there's a part of me that believes I'm not enough. There's a part of me that believes I'm apologizing. Like, you know the work I do today. Like, I am the mindset. There's nobody better. And I can say that shamelessly. But I used to apologize for that. I'd say, oh, I'm sorry. It was just a therapist. And so that's the greater journey. It's not the learning how to build the business. It's the who I have had to become and what I've had to release. You know, my new work now, the business healer work, which I really want to talk to you about too, is heal, reveal, and activate. There was so much I had to heal in me before I could reveal what my work was to do. And then you go activate it. So.
Wow. Yeah, so much of entrepreneurial work is the mindset blocks that we hit and listening to those crazy voices but not taking those steps. I can say that for a fact. Working with you, you've helped me through. So what kind of people are generally attracted to working with you, and what are a few of the things that you find that people need help with the most?
Yeah, so my people are for sure, they're probably your people too, right? The heart-centered ones. Years ago, I came to the conclusion that my business is my ministry. And I don't mean that in a religious or a biblical way. I mean that in a, this is my mission. This is my contribution. I am blessed to do this work. And so the people that come to me also believe that, right? They know that they're here to make a difference. We're not just cash machines, you know. We're not just intermarketing, selling just stupid stuff to get a few bucks in the door. We're here because our work makes a difference, and that is such a huge driver. My people are open to spirituality. I always say, you know, the entrepreneurial journey is a spiritual path. So may people understand that. They understand that it's all mindset. It's all mindset. You know, like, I could give you a business in a box, and you're going to screw it up, or you're not going to make it work. Sorry, that was so sassy. And they tolerate my sassiness. They also, my people also were like, ooh, she went all mama bear on me right there. So
your sassiness.
See, they love my sassiness. They let me swear occasionally. My people are fun and cool, and they're willing. Here's what I love. I have to think, you know, Michael Beckwith calls us, you know, like, crazy sane. You know what I mean? Like, I think entrepreneurs are crazy. They're crazy. But they're crazy courageous. Because think about what it takes to go in business for yourself, to dump the benefits, to say, you know what, I would rather, I'm jumping out. I'm trusting that I can do this. So I love how courageous people are whenever they say yes to being on the entrepreneurial path. That just makes me like, wah! I get out of bed for that stuff, right?
Absolutely. And I know one of the things you always talk about is that you can't separate your personal life from your business.
Exactly.
You're an entrepreneur. It's all one.
Exactly.
Your mindsets are going to conflict, and if you're stuck, no matter what level you're making, you're going to hit a block, and you need to get over that.
Yeah.
You're so brilliant at helping people get through their blocks. So when people work with you, what kinds of things can they expect?
Yeah. It's both. So I was at a workshop this weekend. They said, what's your transformation? You know, don't say you're a business coach. Tell them your transformation. And so I think one of the transformations that I'm most proud about that I just really love, I love, 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 I say you have to create a business that serves your life. Because I've had the opposite. I've had a business that sucked me dry and I hated it. And it was this business. I'm like, oh, crap, I created this beast and I hate it. You know, I've made some mistakes. I did it the wrong way and was pushing. So one of the things that I love to do, you can tell in my languaging that I'm really all for being boldly self-expressed, right? And I hate blueprints. FYI, I hate blueprints. And so what my people get is they get a business that is a true reflection of who they are. And, like, look at yours, the Joyful Scribe. You know, like, we've worked a lot together to just get that messaging right. So it's so you. When people see it, it's like, oh, my God, that is so you, right? As opposed to, here's a blueprint, just fill in the blanks. Fill in the blanks. Say that. You're that, you know? And so they get to have a business, number one, that is making them better money because I can help them clear their blocks. They get to have a message that people go, oh, I want that. They get to develop more confidence because they're actually learning to sell better. They're learning to market better. They're learning, like, they're getting results. Carolyn, I've actually had people say, I thought I was hiring you to grow my business, but you saved my life. And I don't mean that in a weird, like, therapy suicidal way. That means in, like, oh, my gosh, I was doing all this stuff, and it was killing me, or it wasn't working for me, or my soul wasn't in it, and you have given me this business that I can just go, oh, my gosh, thank you, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's part of my brilliance.
Absolutely. You have the gift to bring out in people what they don't even know. Help them create a business that resonates with their soul and that they're happy to get out of bed in the morning, just like you said, you're happy to get out of bed and do. And I know you've seen some incredible transformations in all the people you work with. Is there a client story you could share with us that would help us better understand how you can help people reach their full potential?
Yeah, I will. Gosh, there's many, but I think I'll pick Creelan. Because she's shared this publicly, and so there's permission, obviously, to share. So Creelan Peters came to me, and here's a funny story. Like, I said, we're telling stories. I love stories, right? I'm such a backstory girl. So Creelan, she lives in Arizona, so somebody introduced us as colleagues, as peers, and it was around music, right? And turns out she knows or knew my ex-boyfriend. And turns out ex-boyfriend weirdo dumped me via text, right? So we had so much to talk about, like what a cad the ex-boyfriend was, and we're like, oh my. And we were both single women, so we met for coffee, and we're like, oh my God, like telling like bad dating stories, and you know, what a jerk the ex-boyfriend was. And so that's how we connected. In that meeting, she said to me, I've been working with business coach for 2 years. Now, again, this is not a, I'm going to hire you, Therese. This is two colleagues, right? Peer-to-peer thing. Carolyn, I'm like, holy shit, really? Like, 2 years? You've been with a coach? I started, wow, she sucked. Like really? You've been working with a coach for 2 years and you don't even know what you're selling.
Oh, no.
Because here's the problem. Creelan, like many of us, is so darn creative. She's like, well, like, I'm a songwriter, so I got this songwriting product. Oh, and I also do this Feel the Fear and Get Out of Your Own Way. I license that. Oh, and I also can teach stress management. Oh, and I'm also. And I'm like, and it was one of those moments where I was like, okay, be cool, Therese, be cool, sit in your hands, like, no, shut up. Like, you know, you don't bash a professional, right? You're like, you don't bash a colleague. And so I was like, huh, oh, that's interesting. If I was coaching you, I think I was very tentative about it because I was like, really? You've been with a business coach you paid for 2 years and you can't even tell me what you're selling. I was shocked. So then we had probably like 6 months of a little courtship of like, hey, any hot dates going on? Check out, you know, like, oh my God, blah, you know, so we had that for about a while. And we were just friends and colleagues. And then one day she says, I think I need to hire you. So we meet at a restaurant, and she's all over the place. She knows it's not working. She's so flippin' talented, so brilliant, but cannot channel it. I mean, you know Creelan. I mean, she's like racehorse, powerful, talented, and she would, like, dribble energy here. And so on that day, when I finally, you know, I had the way I do my selling conversation or my enrolling conversation, she burst the tears because she finally was like, oh, my gosh, maybe this is possible. And so we worked together for a while, and again, this woman, I could say, you need, boom, like she's got like 17 landing pages and 9 autoresponders, and she would send me spreadsheets, like she was so talented, but she didn't know what she was selling. And so finally, we had the, you know, mama bear come to Jesus kind of like, because we had done so much clearing, what works, what doesn't work, clearing, and this one conversation, I just kind of grabbed her and I didn't let her off the hook. I just kept going, okay, what is it? And whatever my process was. And I just finally said, Creelan, what do you want most for your people? What do they get at the end of the day when they work with you? And she just goes, they get out of their own damn way. And I'm like, oh, that's your brand. Yeah. And we had this moment, we all were like goosebumps, like, whoa, you know, angel singing. It was like, holy crap, that's the brand. And so from that brand, she took it and run with it. She did telesummits. She's done ebooks. She got a whole bunch of speaking gigs. She started sharing the brand. People were like, oh, my God, that brand is hot. And so that's an example. You know, that's an example of helping. That's what I do. Gave her permission. And here's what you have to know. Her problem was that she was in her own damn way, right? We always are our poster children for the work we do. And so she was able to share her story of, oh, my gosh, I've been in my own damn way, and guess what came out of that? Here's my brand, right? So it really weaves the story part in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you are so brilliant at getting people to the heart. You just keep digging and letting us, you know, find our blocks and helping us through it. You never let us go.
Yep.
And we get through it and we come out the other side.
Yeah. There's a few tears, but nobody dies, right?
But we're just so happy with the business that we create with you because it resonates. So can you tell our listeners how they can find out more about you and programs that you're offering because people need to work with you?
I do. Thank you. You know, there's so many programs. I customize them. I have selling programs. I have masterminds. I have VIP days. I have one-on-one. There's just a whole bunch of stuff. So the best option is just go to happyinbusiness.com. And on the right side of the page, you'll find an eliminating your money blocks video. So I would start there. Because that's kind of, it gives a lot of tips for why you're blocking money. And so it really shows a lot of the mindset work I do. And so go to happyinbusiness.com and just click on that video.
Excellent. Now, I want to ask you one final question. It's kind of a word nerd question. What is your favorite word and why?
You know what, lately, I think it changes, but lately I've been really digging the word unstoppable. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm unstoppable. How to be unstoppable? I'd just be like really like just rolling in unstoppable. I think the why speaks for itself, but I think there's an energy
absolutely.
About that. It's a very visceral, and you can measure it. Oh, was I stopped there, or am I unstoppable? So I really like the kind of the double meaning of it.
Yeah, yeah. And that totally fits you and also what you do for us. You help us become unstoppable by clearing our blocks. And,
yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Oh, I love that. So I truly appreciate your time with me today. And I just want to say again, I totally attest to the power of working with you. So if anybody is looking to grow their business to a business that resonates with their soul, please look at Teresa's website, happybusiness.com. And start with her eliminating money blocks and look at her other programs. I know she can help you. And I'm going to include the link below the recording, so you will have it there as well. So until next time, I'm Carolyn Rathbun, the Joyful Scribe, from thejoyfulscribe.com, reminding you to tell your stories so we will care about what you do. To your continued success, bye for now.